Joining me now in the studio is a young adult author by the name of Lynette Noni. She's the author of Akane, the first book in a five-part... What have I got? Is the phone line on there? Yes. Of Akane. I've still got Perth, Scotland on the line. Akane, which is it's the first book in a five-part Maduran Chronicles series. It's been described, get this, as Harry Potter, X-Men and Narnia all rolled into one. It'll save you reading all those other books. You just read this series. She's in Hobart for Feed Your Imagination. It's Fantasy Writing for Young Writers event tomorrow at Hobart Link. It's completely packed out and she joins us on Statewide Evenings. Lynette Noni, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, you've been out today holidaying. You've been down at the Tahoon Airwalk.
I have. It was amazing. Everything hurts. But
does it? It's a bit of a climb.
Yeah, well, we went out to Russell Falls yesterday in Mount Wellington, so I've been walked out for the last 2 days, but it's been great.
And you've got your folks here with you at the moment.
Yeah, my dad's here. He's taking photos through the window.
He can come in if he wants. You can come in if you want. You can grab him, Paul. Drag him in. Make him earn his keep. You surprised your mum. She didn't know you were coming.
No, she didn't. She got a bit of a shock. I think it took her a good 24 hours to realise that I was actually here once I walked in the door.
That's great. Yeah. Good on you. Now, we'll talk a bit more about the workshop in a minute. Let's talk a bit about you now. So when did you start writing?
I was probably about 4 years ago now, I'd been reading a lot of really wonderful books, but nothing that quite was what I was after at the time, so I decided to write the book that I wanted to read.
That's great. It's like someone driving a car saying, I don't like any cars, I think I'll
create one.
And you did that.
Yes.
And do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 28.
Wow. That's great. You look a lot younger.
Oh, thank you, I think.
That's all right. No, it's true. Now, this gentleman next to you is your dad. Hello, sir. What's your name?
John.
Hello, John.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming. You've been holidaying around the state.
We have, yes.
And is it just a pure fluke, is it, that you... were you holidaying before Lynette was coming down?
Yes, Lynn. We surprised the mother with Lynn's visit, yeah. So,
nice work.
I know we both got into trouble for it, and Jan's probably listening right now.
She doesn't like surprises?
No, she does not like surprises.
Oh, how naughty of you.
But I warned Lynn about it, but she's very pleased. After she got through the initial shock, she was thrilled to see
me. How long are you down here for?
Oh, I'll be here till well into June because I can't get the four-wheel drive back over on the boat until then.
Oh, so you bought the car over. Yeah, are you staying for... Have you been here before?
This is my first trip. Yeah, my first trip, and we've been here about, best part of a month now. And,
No pressure, but the state is listening. Go ahead. What do you think?
I thought they might have been. No, I really enjoyed it. Tasmania is fantastic scenery. Absolutely. I've been blown away with the whole I love travelling. I love touring the countryside. I'm not in the shops or things like that. I'd much rather see the countryside. And, we've done some of the things three times already. But today I took Lynn out to the airwalk. And it's such a beautiful place.
It's incredible, isn't it?
And Russell Falls yesterday, and we've thoroughly enjoyed it, and the northwest of the state, when Jan and I first came across, it's just fantastic scenery up there.
It is extraordinary. You'll be amazed at how many Tasmanians haven't seen that. You tend to not holiday in your own state.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you do. Yeah, but Jan and I, we've been over quite a bit of Australia now, and I love touring. I love driving and, just love it. Yeah,
oh, great. Thank you, John, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We better get back to Lynette, but you can stay there. Don't you go anywhere. Stay in. So, Lynette, has Dad read the books?
Yes, he just finished it, I believe.
I loved it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, good.
And he's not much of a reader, so that was a big honour for me that he read my book.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I tend to read now all the guests I have on that have written books. I've got a pile at home now that I'm just slowly following through, so you'll be next.
And yay.
My wife will be listening. She loves that sort of stuff, so she'll be right across the whole thing. So what are you doing at these fantasy writing workshops? How do they operate?
Basically, I get to just do something I love, and I'm so passionate about writing, so I get to share that with the younger generation, in a sense. I'm spending a big portion of tomorrow talking about world building, and then we get to have lunch, and then which everyone loves.
Yes.
And then I get to talk about characters, creating characters. So I guess I get to try and inspire and encourage younger people to love writing as much as I do, and hopefully give a couple of hints about what works for me.
And it must be a satisfying feeling to do workshops like this. And you were saying to me off air, there's like 20, there's space for 20, but you had six people on the waiting list, and they're squeezing in extra people. There's all these young people who are interested in writing.
It's amazing. It's really overwhelming, and it's It's a beautiful responsibility in a sense, because I don't take what I do for granted. I know it's a lot of fun being a writer, but there's the harder parts of it too. And I just sort of, I just love it so much, and I want people to be able to love it as much as I do.
Because getting published is not necessarily an easy thing, isn't
it? Gosh, no, it is the opposite of easy, whatever that is. It's, I don't think there's a word in the dictionary for what it is. It's long and you need patience and, but if it's something that you love, again, it's something that you just keep going until you hopefully have it happen.
So where are you at with your books at the moment, Akane? And how many books?
Yeah, so it's a 5-book series. The second book is written. It's currently in the editing process, along with the first book in another series that is also coming out hopefully around that time as well. So
Whoa. Busy. This is what you do full time, I guess, yeah.
I have to work too, but, I do the writing on the side as a full-time thing, and just because it's what you love, you do what you love and you make it happen however you make it happen.
Of course. So. And how often do you get out and do workshops like this?
Well, I'm really new to everything because my book only came out in February. So I've had a crazy week. I've just been at Supernova in Melbourne, which was insane.
What was that like? That's like a conference, like a Comic-Con thing.
Yeah, it was huge. I don't know. There were thousands of people, thousands and thousands.
In costume.
Yeah. It was incredible. It was like another world. And I was just embraced by these incredible authors who are, international bestsellers, and they just took me under their wings. And I get to do it again all this weekend. I'm back at the Gold Coast for the next Supernova up there.
So you're just touring the sort of conference-y.
Yeah, so I was doing that and then jumping to here in between it and then back to, I've got another Helensvale Library workshop on the Gold Coast on the day after tomorrow. So it's just,
oh, goodness.
I'm in this whirlwind of crazy awesomeness at the moment.
That's right. You're basically jet-setting, living out of a suitcase. Yeah. Do you enjoy that? Is that fun?
It's still fun
at the moment?
It is. It's mentally like exhausting, but in the best way. You sort of stare at a wall after it's all over and you just sort of do nothing while you try and compute what's going on, but then you're like, okay, I can do this again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I love it. I really just, the people that I've been meeting have blown my world, and it's just been incredible.
Oh, that's great. Now, these books, is the plan, can I ask if there's any TV or film interest yet?
I'm actually unaware of that. I hope
that's where
so.
They naturally tend to go.
As far as I know, I haven't heard anything, but you never know. All this stuff takes a long time and it's in the background. And until anything's ever confirmed, I can't imagine that I would be told anything, just because, it's one thing to get my hopes up and then to have them drop. Mm. So, and again, my book only came out less than 2 months ago.
Right.
So.
And how's it going? Do you know? Like, do people ring the
again, I have no idea.
Go, oh, it's, number 17 and it's jumped up 7 spots. Is it like doing a pop song?
I don't know. I've just been so, I have pretty much every day have people contact me and telling me they love it. I know at Supernova we pretty much sold out by the second day.
That's great.
I had to leave a bit early and we had 1 or 2 books left on the shelves. And
and you just sit there and sign? Is that how it works?
I'm that person who's just, I just talk to people. So anyone walking past, I'm like, well, look at your costume. That is so cool. And they come over and in this conversation.
And then you tell them who you are and you say, I've written this book. And they go,
often I actually forget about that until they ask me what I'm doing.
Do you have like an agent or a publisher? Yeah, going, Lynette, you're forgetting to plug the book.
My publicist is the worst. I'm actually here with my book right now because anytime I do an interview, I forget to say the name of it every single time. So it's good you actually said it. Because
Akane?
Yeah, because I would have spent this entire time not mentioning my book's name.
Oh,
and
right.
She's like, take it in with you so that you've got it there so you can see it.
That's great. So you just completely, you haven't turned into this vicious marketing shark yet,
I'm
have you?
I'm the opposite. If anything, I kind of freak out at that part because if people are going to read my book, I want them to enjoy it rather than have them think, oh, I was forced to do this.
Yes.
And so, to me, it's about love and about enjoyment. Mm. So
what advice would you have if there are young people listening tonight? And there would be, but even if they're not young, I mean, writing's not necessarily an ageist sort of thing. You can start writing anytime. It's not like playing football or cricket or anything like that.
Anyone can start writing.
Do you have an advice for people who like you are just reading stuff and don't really have anything that grips them and I might venture into writing?
I'd say give it a go. I mean, I never wanted to be a writer. It never crossed my mind. And even when I started writing this book, it was never going to be read by anyone else. I just thought, this is atrocious. And then, and it really was. And then my computer crashed and I lost it. Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. You did that thing like, you never save.
And I just finished uni, so I knew better. I'd always backed everything up except this book. And I lost.
You must have cried. I would have cried. I'm about to cry now thinking about it.
Well, I lost 60,000 words, so I lost a big portion of it.
Producer Paul nearly fainted when he heard that.
Well,
He writes the odd book and he knows what that's like.
Well, it ended up, I was like, well, I'm not going to let this beat me. And I ended up learning from what I had read and what I'd already written and realized I managed to cut out and rewrite the stuff that wasn't necessary. And from that, it actually became an actual book. So it was the best thing that could happen for me.
That's great.
So, yeah, I can't remember the question.
No, I was just talking about advice for people who...
Give it a go, because even if you don't know if you want to be a writer, to me it evolved into this just absolute passion for words, and it started by just being an avid reader, and now I can't...
And you like that sci-fi stuff? Are you what they call a nerd? Oh. I mean, we have many nerds here, Paul, my producer, is one of them.
Yes, you know, there are so many words for nerd or library folk or, you know, dreamer. I like dreamer.
But all that sci-fi stuff, which seems to be, you know, everywhere at the moment, and one of the most popular sort of genre out there, really.
Yeah, well, technology is advancing so fast these days that it's only natural that, you know, especially with the younger generation, we'll always be looking, you know, sci-fi tends to almost premeditate what is ahead. So when you're reading it or watching it, it's always the wonder of what could be. And I guess I certainly love it because it's like, oh, that could be a glimpse into the future.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
That's great. And final word from you, Dad, John, you must be pretty proud of girl.
Very much. Both Dan and I are very proud of Lynn.
You got copies of the books in the back of the Land Rover?
I've read it through. I'm going to read it again.
Well, like you can just, you know, flog them out the back of the car when you're driving around Tasmania. Especially now. She was the girl that was on ABC.
Yeah,
it's my daughter.
That's right. And now that all the Tasmanians know about it.
That's right. The name of the book is A Car Nay. John, thank you for coming in. And Lynette Noni, thank you for coming in. Have a great time tomorrow at your workshop.
Thank you. Yes,
have a good time.
So.
And thanks for visiting.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank
no
you.
Worries. My pleasure. You're on Statewide Evenings. It's 8 minutes to 10.